They throw the tear gas, we throw it right back. Spin the block and we'll be right back. Seven cops down, they don't like that. This Baltimore City should be fight back. Lock my mans up and he'll be right back. I'd rather bear arms and throw my hands up. Oh, they about to send the troops in. When the sun go down, we'll be right back. Right back, right back. All my comrades, we'll be right back. Right back.
Folks, welcome back. It's good to be with you all, and I'm about to introduce you all to Comrade. Many of you know him, Baltimore-based rapper, activist, who's got his mixtape release party coming up tonight, Friday night.
Yes.
Comrade, welcome. Good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a big time coming up.
It feels good.
And you said it's your birthday, too?
Birthday, yeah. Birthday party, release party, video premiere, all in one.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So where is the party?
At the Real News Network.
Oh, downstairs. In the space where
yep,
the show.
In the main space, yep. Yeah.
All right.
We'll turn it into a nice party atmosphere. I mean, you know, I'm going to hit the stage. It's going to be good.
Sure, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be good? You're going to be performing alone? Other people coming to perform as well?
I'm performing. Everybody turning up with me. We'll premiere some new songs with the crew. The new video, Generous. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Is that the video that Right Back is in?
No, Right Back.
That's before.
Yeah, that one I released. Generous is premiering.
Okay, so nobody's seen this yet.
Nobody.
This is all new.
All new.
We'll talk about that. I'll hear what's next.
Yeah.
I can only talk about what I've seen.
Right. So Right Back. Right Back is the one.
Right Back, you did that post Freddie Gray?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I was actually at the mall.
When
everything was jumping off.
Oh, I was really?
At the
you
mall,
were there?
With my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it was on, you know, the TV displays. I was just sitting there like, oh, my goodness. Like, this is really happening, like, right now. So on the way leaving, I was just freestyling in the car. Like, just I was just in the zone. And Bani, she was like, man, you need to just go ahead and record that. And that's exactly what I did. The next day, the song was done.
You kept it in your head?
Yeah. I mean, I kept, you know, all the whole time I was just thinking of stuff. So that night, Ace, he did the whole beat.
Your brother?
Yeah, my brother. And he produced the whole mixtape, True Sounds.
So this is a family affair.
Oh, yeah. Family. Like, the team is strong. The time is now. And so that the next day, the song was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just planning a video.
So let me ask you about that, because I'm going to go way back in a moment for folks to reintroduce you to the world who may not know you. There are folks out there listening to our show, especially older. Like my age, a little bit younger. Who said, who are you talking to, Comrade? We'll get to that in a minute. But so just going back to the one piece Right Back, because I was just watching it again before you walked into the studio. And so this is done in the heart of when the uprising was taking place, right?
Yes.
And the scene, the visual scene is you're in some locker space hitting a heavy bag.
Right. Yeah.
But then something goes down and the police are coming through looking for whoever you are in this. So talk a bit about this. Is it.
Right. So the video is very cinematic. It's not like your average
right. It's very
performance
cinematic.
Video.
Right.
So the feel was we wanted to do something a little different than what people would expect from the song. So we didn't really want to do the whole riot scene or the big protest scene. So we were thinking outside the box. And Abani, she thought of the whole thing. And I can't really disclose exactly where we were, but we made some things happen.
you were someplace you weren't supposed to be?
We was in the night. The location was perfect. Where we were was a perfect location for the things we needed to make everything happen.
I won't push it any further.
So,
go ahead.
Some movie magic, combination of a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And the Vaney Vision, it was very, very cool. I got to debut some acting skills on my own in that video. And, it was just great for that war cry, that fight song.
And where did the police come from in that video?
We have our crew that came through.
Who were just dressed up as police.
Yeah.
Obviously. Right.
and some cool props and some cool uniforms, you know.
So putting together that kind of production.
Mm-hmm.
What's it take to put that production together? Because I mean, that was because you know you're from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You do all your stuff, most of your stuff from here at the moment, right? And people can associate that kind of really professionally done short piece as something that you would see somewhere else,
right?
New York, L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is really a well done piece. Cinematically well done. Well shot. So talk a bit about how you all put that together.
Yeah, Bani, she...
Who are you talking about?
Bani Nasir, director, my girlfriend.
Okay.
And she
all in the directs, family again.
Yes, she directs every video you've seen. She shot all of my videos.
Okay,
all right. So she's real hard on herself, so she always want to take things a step further. Mm-hmm. So even if you look like a video like Clutch.
I watched that piece too, yeah.
Right. So Clutch is a one-shot video. It was the same day of the marathon last year in October.
Okay.
So it was a pretty hectic day, but we were still able to get it done. So a video might take between 6 to 12 hours to shoot, you know?
Right.
So that video, one shot, it was a lot of people in the video. We were able to make it happen in probably like 6 to 7
shot
hours.
Shot in a neighborhood you grew up in?
I felt like that. Right by Montebello.
Uh-huh.
And so that video, the production of that video was a couple thousand dollars. So a lot of the videos that look really good, very professionally done, it's a lot that goes into it from the people you need, the locations, the props, and the actual film crew, the film equipment. So we're actually working on building, pushing the limits to the quality in the production.
So when you're working the way you work and producing the songs you produce and producing the videos you produce, what is that? I mean, do you have to go out and get financial backing? Do you do this on your own? How does that work?
All on our own.
Really?
So that's why this project is called Last Summer.
Yeah, you could talk about it. You call it Last Summer because
So Last Summer is the mantra. That's what we're pushing, the Last Summer of really that up-and-coming artist struggle. Because I still work. I work.
You have a job.
I have a job. Mm-hmm. My job goes straight into my music. Right, so Last Summer is about working so hard so that my music can fund my music instead of me having to work funding my music.
So that's what Last Summer is about. You can make your living on your art.
Yes.
You can live on your art, is what I'm
right.
saying.
And since my team is so strong and it's family, it's not just me investing into my music. It's all of us investing into the music.
To make that happen, do you need like agents and stuff to make that happen? You're taking that route, you're taking a different route?
Well, right now there aren't any agents involved. And that's why we're creating the top quality so that if an agent sees it outside of Baltimore City, they're like, oh, I can respect this. I understand what you're doing with this. And really, it's just Baltimore City is behind in the music scene.
Why do you think that is?
Why? I think there's a lot of reasons. One.
Because there's so much good stuff happening.
There's a lot of good stuff happening, right? But the infrastructure is missing, whether it be from the venues, whether it be music labels here or production houses here is not really here. So we're in the hip-hop world, we're really, really behind as far as the infrastructure. Now, the artists are really buzzing. There's a lot of good artists out here, and there's a lot of good work being made, but we don't have the outlets or the business aspect to really to have a big artist here. We don't have that set up versus like a New York or Atlanta or L.A., you know what I mean?
And so, you want to change that?
I would like to change it, but... Right now, I need to put out the best music I can so that the world can see it and be like, hey, what's going on here in Baltimore?
Because you've got like 4 million hits or more,
yeah,
right, on YouTube.
Over the years, there's been a lot of big videos, a lot of big songs. And I feel like I didn't put out my best work. Yeah, there's still more to come. Still more to come.
Well, I'm sure there is. So I'm looking forward to what comes out next on Friday night.
Yes, tonight. Last summer.
The whole thing is called Last Summer?
Last Summer, yeah.
All right. So, and Last Summer is, this is be Last Summer, is what you're saying.
Yes, this is the Last Summer.
All right, well, I hope that all works out, man, because you need, you know, that. No, you have, I mean, because what you're putting out there, I interviewed some young people the other day on my show, and I was thinking about you coming in because there was this young man on the program who was it's a really good program, and he put out this piece that he did on the air, he rapped on the air. And it was very powerful. Young guy from the corner wrote about his experience in the corner and how he got out and what he left behind and what he saw there. Young man's name was Antonio Stringfellow, very bright young guy, working for his GED. And I was thinking about you coming in. And I was thinking about his kind of really powerfully socially conscious message and what he put out there. Young guy, 17, whatever he was, I don't know. And I was thinking about you. I mean, because that's something. There's that part of the hip hop world that's talking about that kind of stuff, that has a place.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, I mean, Because you're trying to stick to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I started. That's my name's Comrade. So people who right. understand, you know, the revolution and all that, that's why I started.
When did you start calling yourself Comrade?
I was probably about like 20,
yeah,
like 21. Because in the groups and organizations I was in, I was already being called Comrade. And I had a different rap name, but I was writing one day. And it was like something for my comrades. And I was like, that's it. Comrade, that's me. So I stuck with it. So the music, the political frustration caused me to start writing when I was in high school. And it's just grown over the years. And now being 27, it's just now I can merge all of the hip hop and the swag and the bars and figure out how to create a nice song that everybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Who might not know what Comrade means, or who might not be familiar with marches and protests, but they can automatically feel the song when it comes on. And if they listen to what I'm saying, they'll be like, whoa, what is that? Whoa. So it's just finding that balance, that medium, which is really difficult to do. But I feel like I cracked the code. I think I cracked the code. I think I got it.
I think you got it.
Like, but right back, oh my goodness.
No, I think that's always been... That's always been part of the issue with socially conscious music, no matter what genre it's in. It's how to produce it and say it without people feeling like they're being beat over the head or lectured to.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's...
And for someone like me who loves lectures and stuff like that.
right.
You know, you can even ask my brother. He don't like watching stuff, all the lectures. But I can sit down and sit for 3 hours and see a lecture. But
right.
But it's my job to figure out how to build that soundtrack that we can live to and soundtrack we can fight to, because every major movement had that soundtrack from the 60s, the 50s, you know, over fighting against apartheid in South Africa.
Right.
Black Power movement, the freedom songs.
Right.
And Comrade music, I'm developing that soundtrack for today.
So, and your music speaks to that. I mean, we can't wait to tonight to see what you are about to explode onto the public scene.
Yes,
with your stuff, which we'll get to before we close out. But so I'm curious what you think about other kind of revolutionary and conscious music that's happening now.
I mean, I feel like Kanye is the biggest conscious rapper. Now, I think a lot of people don't consider him as being conscious, mm-hmm. but even his last big song, All Day, where he shouted out Farrakhan, like, who, you don't really hear rappers, saying anything like that. And if you look at the blueprint he laid, it's really crazy how he's able to say the things he say and to be received the way he's received. But I grew up on, like, Dead Prez, Mos Def, Common, Lupe Fiasco.
Right.
But, like, right now, the people killing it, like Kendrick, J. Cole, they're really dope. So I'm adding to that.
Yes,
actually taking it to the next level, because what's different with me, I actually started out as an organizer and became a rapper. And a lot of times, mm-hmm. you might find rappers who started rapping, then got conscious.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or then got active. So my dynamic is going to be a little more raw than your average rapper.
No, and I looking at what you've done in the past, and when you talk about what's the sister's name, your girlfriend who does the video,
Abani is it? Yeah.
I mean, if this is a skill that she has to make these things happen, I mean,
yeah, she has the vision.
But I've seen a lot of videos, music videos, and especially with people who are more conscious, because they sometimes can make really dull videos, not all the time, but they can, and unfortunately. But like, but this is really very well done, professionally done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very different feel to it when you're looking at it. I really do mean that. So you're going to give us some more new ones coming up.
Oh yeah, Friday night tonight, we're going to debut Generous, and we shot that at Old Town Mall in Baltimore City. Drone shot. We brought the drones out.
So you can buy them now everywhere.
Oh yeah. Now they're available.
So the two I've been watching with Clutch and the other, they're very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another thing with the songs and the videos. you really never know exactly what you might get when you click the next video, even if you like watch on you, which is a whole nother layer to my music. I'm touching everything. I'm really expressing myself to the best of my ability. So I'm not really just thinking about, all right, what's the next right back, song. I really try to go off the vibe or the beat, and I know whatever I put out is going to be Comrade. So you can get a Clutch, you can get a Right Back, you can get an On You, which is straight, you know, sexy. The video, all the girls are nude in the video, but it's very tasteful. It's not real. It's not ratchet. So the people who've seen it, they know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, you might want to check that out.
Well, the world needs to check you out, and they will be checking you out. And I think that this is your time is come. And tonight's going to be a very powerful night. So tell me what things that happen, what time and where.
Yes, Real News Network, 231 North Holiday, from 8 to 11. And we're going to celebrate my birthday. We're going to celebrate.
It's the 27th release. Or
28th? 27th. 27th. Yeah. we're going to celebrate last summer. I'm going to get on the stage. DJ Water is going to rock off. DJ Hollywood. We just gonna have fun. Come through.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a couple drinks. Have a good time. Good time.
Well, soon we'll have you back on after we have a chance to kind of digest your new work and bring you back on to do some more talking.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
Comrade, good to see you again, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for what you do, and good to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming through.
Hey, thanks for having me. All right. That was clutch. That was clutch.